Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The New World Report with Joseph Umar, the Executive Director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. We begin with the news from the Middle East, Hezbollah. You will all recall that Hezbollah, bad actors, have much dominated reporting by Joseph and Ernesto these last years because of their illicit activities in Latin America, especially Venezuela, the rogue state of Venezuela, and most recently, the troubled state of Argentina. Now, with the death of Nasrallah confirmed and with much of the command sector of Hezbollah damaged, question is, what about the Hezbollah sympathizers and agents in Latin America? Joseph, can you tell me what you've heard about either Venezuela, Argentina, or both in Hezbollah? Good day to you, Joseph.
Good day, John. So, yes, we've heard a lot about kind of the same kind of sympathies that you're hearing from the autocratic corners of the world, most notably in Iran, but also in Russia. And you're hearing the same in Venezuela and Bolivia, in parts of Latin America, where there's essentially political leaders that are sympathetic to Hezbollah. Nicolas Maduro, the regime leader in Venezuela, he's probably among the most vocal. And he took a trip actually to a state in Venezuela along the border with Colombia. That's probably the most, it's probably where the largest Muslim population exists inside Venezuela. This is the Guajira state in Venezuela, and it borders the city of Maicao in Colombia. Maicao is where they have one of the largest mosques in Latin America, and it's also where there's a sizable Lebanese population and a sizable Lebanese Shiite population, and that extends over across the border into Venezuela. Maduro went over there to do a sort of rally, and he spoke very favorably of Nasrallah, and he kind of, you know, mourned his death, so to speak. You heard other things in other corners of Latin America, Evo Morales in Bolivia, but fundamentally, these are what I call the sympathizers of Hezbollah, because of they're the ones that were cooperating with Hezbollah on all kinds of illicit activities, to include narco trafficking, money laundering, and also illicit gold smuggling. And so these leaders in Latin America that are in charge of these illicit economies, they, you know, very much are saddened by the death of Hassan Nasrallah, because he's a symbol for all their kleptocratic and criminal activities.
You mentioned Caracas, especially Maduro, and you also mentioned Evo Morales. What about Arce in Bolivia? Has he said anything?
I haven't heard anything publicly from Arce. That doesn't mean he hasn't said anything. I just might not have caught it. And I haven't heard anything from Ortega in his wife, Rosario Murillo, in Nicaragua. But again, I think you'll hear from those people, I think, in due time. I don't think it's necessarily, and maybe they've said something, I just haven't seen it. But I think fundamentally the network in Latin America that is sympathetic to Hezbollah, is aligned with Iran, is the Bolivarian bloc. Then that's Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Bolivia. And we've heard from some of them. Some of them we may not have heard yet, but they probably will hear from them soon. And all of them, I think, are mourning Nasrallah's death. When Nasrallah was killed, I mean, that was a big blow, not just to Hezbollah in Lebanon. It was a blow to all these autocratic, kleptocratic networks throughout the world that Hezbollah had tentacles within. Hezbollah denied a lot for a long time that they were tied to narco trafficking. But we know in Latin America that they're absolutely in bed with most of the major cartels in the region. And I think all of them are sympathetic to Nasrallah and probably are mourning his death.
Ernesto, good day to you. We're keen on how or if there's been any response from Lula da Silva or his agents in Brazil about the death of Nasrallah or about the Hezbollah network throughout Latin America. Good day to you, Ernesto.
Good day, John. So when Israel did the pager operation, yes, there was official condemnation by the foreign ministry in a note saying, oh, this is against international law, and this is an attack on Lebanon. Of course it isn't, but that was the response. As for Nasrallah, this didn't came officially. Public opinion in Brazil is overwhelmingly in favor of what Israel is doing to decapitate Hezbollah. There's no doubt about that. And I think that's why Lula and his people went silent on the Nasrallah death. He counts on the press, the mainstream media. They are not that critical of Lula, but public opinion in general and even mainstream media are beginning to be very critical. So I think he's avoiding and he's playing some distances, but to no avail. The image is there of Lula together with people who represent in the public mind terrorism, Hamas, Hezbollah, and also, for example, Lula's unofficial foreign minister, Celso Amorim, former foreign minister, met in Russia with his Iranian counterpart, someone from the Iranian presidency, kind of in secret, 1 week before all these operations. This was not officially communicated, but the Iranians said it happened, so Brazil had to recognize that it happened. So things are coming to the surface about all sorts of links and sympathies, as you said. I don't know, Lula is, I mean, if he he denies all that, he can't deny all that anymore because of all those attitudes. But if he goes silent, then you have part of his base will say, oh, you're condoning Israel and things like that. We have important municipal elections next weekend in Brazil. This is an issue when, for example, in São Paulo, you have a far-left candidate supported by Lula, who everyone knows he's always been a sympathizer of Hezbollah, etc. But he came out these days saying, oh, I'm totally against Hezbollah, against terrorism. So this is playing an important role in Brazilian politics. And I don't think Lula can and his party can shake anymore the image of a political current that is sympathetic with terrorism.
We go to Argentina. Joseph, the irony here is tripled. Because you reported last week that Maduro's regime had put out an arrest warrant using the Supreme Court of Venezuela as the arbiter, an arrest warrant on the president of Argentina, Javier Milei, who was one of the first people to denounce the corrupt election July 28th. But I believe the arrest warrant was about an airplane that has now been given by Argentina over to the United States for investigation. Please retell that story, Joseph, and has there been any comment out of Buenos Aires about Hezbollah?
Well, the only update is after Maduro issued an arrest warrant for Javier Milei, his sister Karina Milei, and also the Minister of Security, Patricia Bullrich, and there's expected to be additional arrest orders for some of the judicial members in Argentina for what he accuses of stealing a national plane, an airplane that was owned by the Venezuelan government, but it was actually leased to the Venezuelan government by the government of Iran. But what the only update is that the reciprocal nature of Argentina has been to then issue an arrest warrant for Nicolas Maduro and some of his lieutenants as well. So we have, you know, tension between Argentina and Venezuela. under the leadership of Javier Milei and the guys of Nicolas Maduro. This isn't new. This tension has been building. And what, you know, what's interesting, we talked about last week was, you know, the plane that was seized in Argentina, the plane in question, wasn't seized by President Javier Milei. It was actually seized by President Alberto Fernandez that preceded Milei. And so, like, Maduro probably should order an arrest warrant for Alberto Fernandez if that's what he is complaining about. But no, I mean, and what really I think is showing here is Argentina, among everything else that it's doing to try to help the country lift itself up economically, it's also taking a role geopolitically. It's one of the most staunch allies of Israel in Latin America. Javier Milei, his first official visit outside of Argentina was to Israel as president of the country. And they're making themselves known that they're going to align with the West. They're going to align with the anti-autocratic forces, and then they're going not going to shy away or back down to intimidation from the more dictatorial side of the region, which obviously is represented by Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela.
Ernesto, about those municipal elections, you tell me that there are new names emerging from these elections. A man named Pablo Marçal. Who is he?
That's right, John. So Pablo Marçal is a candidate for mayor of São Paulo. He is trying to be the new outsider in Brazilian politics. Almost everyone agrees that Jair Bolsonaro is going too much to the mainstream and supporting mainstream candidates linked to the center-left, to the traditional politics in Brazil. So Pablo Marçal was never in politics. He is someone who made a fortune out of Instagram coaching, which is something very popular in Brazil, you know, self-help and things like that. But he's adopted a discourse that was very similar to Jair Bolsonaro back in 2018, talking openly against communism. So people say, oh, communism doesn't exist anymore. He says, yes, it does. And is a threat to Brazil. His, denouncing corruption from other candidates of the mainstream. He's very well spoken. So part of all the political energy that used to surround Bolsonaro in years past, and that was kind of eroding because of Bolsonaro's travel to the mainstream, is now supporting Marçal. So it's a local election with national, very important national consequences. If Marçal goes ahead and becomes mayor, he becomes immediately a viable candidate for president in 2026 from the, let's say, the anti-system right in Brazil. And the movement around Bolsonaro could become very weak. So on the other hand, the far left candidate that is running for mayor in São Paulo, supported by Lula that I just mentioned, is considered Lula's successor. Lula is 80 years old, so this guy is, 40. So he could be, the next name in the Brazilian left. If he loses to this outsider, he would probably not be considered that anymore. Lula will again be someone without a successor, so this could also be bad for the Brazilian left. So let's see if Pablo Marçal is the real thing. Some people think he is, other people think he isn't, but at least he's bringing energy back to Brazilian politics, and the discourse that we have a corrupt system running the country and this should be opposed is his discourse. So he's galvanizing lots of people in Brazil.
I'm speaking with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister for the Republic of Brazil, serving the Bolsonaro administration, and Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. We're going to Argentina, where there's good news when we come back. Also to Mexico, a big transition underway in Mexico.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.